Thank you, David. Thank you very much for this presentation, and thank you for inviting me to be here. I have to say that I was collaborating with this distinguished colleagues, Continella and Re Forgiato, because I am plant pathologist, but Continella is an horticulturist, and Re Forgiato is a genetist and a molecular biologist as well as a breeder. So much of the thing I am going to say fits with them, their experience. Well, I have to say that probably you know that blood orange, I would say citriculture, not blood orange, citriculture is one of the most important industry in Italy, probably as much important as grapes and wine, and is the most important crops in Sicily. And the blood orange is the most important sector of citriculture in Sicily. So I will go to different aspects just to show you that we are very much involved in blood orange since the beginning, and we are still operating to make improvement in the blood orange field. This is to start that, as has been said already, that Ferrari was the first who reported about blood orange, and he was not a botanist, he was a kind of consultant, good horticulturist, and he was a consultant of Barberini family, was a great family in Rome, and he worked to build up, to start with the garden in the Quirinale, where the head or the president of Italy is living in those days. So it's very important, this, because he was in contact with the many, many person and many experts at that time. The picture you see here is I put because he painted this, and it was to show that at that time the citrus were grown just for in a trained system. So they were pruned to have the shape they want in the garden, and they were propagated by seeds. This is important to understand the other things and later. In this book, Spele Sive de Malorum Aureorum Cultura et Uso, he wrote this was this red flesh and grape-like savor. So this is the first report officially written. Later on, many other authors described this kind of fruits. And I want to show that there are different name and to indicate the color: rubra, ruberrima, sanguineo, rubescente. That means that probably already at that time there was a big variability. This was clear because of the seedling propagation of the tree. This beautiful place, you see that they describe the different position of the red color, and which is important. Also, they have a different color in the outside of the rind. And this is interesting enough because probably these are the two more closer species to the actual Tarocco and the other variety. This is like this nose and this color outside. Well, I will not go into this kind of detail, but many authors agree that the blood oranges come from ancient sanguinelle varieties, probably doppio sanguigno. Some other people suggest maybe they come from double fina, maybe some molecular work later will distinguish this, and we say that this is not true, and the shamuti orange also. What is important, I think, to understand that the first review of blood oranges was by Casella. At that time already they used to make grafted trees, because in 1860 Phytophthora came in and destroyed all the cultivation on seedlings. So people there decided to move to use sour orange rootstock. So since then there was a kind of selection of the material. So they selected only the best quality fruits and the best quality variety. These are the ranking gave Casella gave. Remember, we said the doppio sanguigno was probably the ancestor of this tarocco, and you see how many sanguigno are put in this three stars class, but tarocco was a five star, so it was already recognized as the best quality. And there are some other varieties which were very important for some special characteristic. I would say this Vaccaro was not the best in quality, but it was a well resistant to the exportation, to the long distance transportation. So this is, was one of the aspect which was taken in consideration at that time, the long distance, the transportation. Well, we have seen the many sanguigni. Well, this is a poster of this company, Gullotta, who you see here export lemons from Messina, orange from Paternò, and other products. But he, you see that there is a French, English, and the German language. So he exported all the world wide. But what is important for in this situation is that to understand where those sanguigni cultivated. You see here in this Paternò oranges, which is really beneath the Mount Etna, close to Mount Etna, whereas lemons are very close to the shore. So this condition was really important in the past. So citrus blood orange came from here. In the around the 1900, there was some selection, and here in the south, and also this part of the area was started to be cultivated. At that time it was a really very lucrative industry. You see here some decoration of the boxes sent to Russia at that time. So you understand the quality of the fruits, the criteria of selection were entirely different, because they had to go very far. Or this one also to Russia, and see here the French and the Russian description. This is was for Germany, because they evocate the rate, the place, or the might of this Lohengrin. Here, for the first time, you see there is the area of cultivation located. So orange came from Santa Maria di Licodia and Paternò, the area I showed you first. But lemons and mandarini were not indicated where they were from. So Mount Etna was already important that time for the cultivation. But in the wrappers, they did not show any connection with the variety or with the location. There was something of rural or some area, just to indicate the Sicily. This is the symbol of this of the Sicily. Three legs are the three points of the island, or the place, just the area or the place, or something to show the importance, the power, the capability. This is probably one of the oldest wrapper we have in this area, is one likely 100 years old. Okay, so in the beginning, when I was born, 1940, at least three varieties were the most important: Moro, which was the earliest ripening, Tarocco was the second, and Sanguinello was the later. You see the different color, deepness of the color, and the different location of the anthocyanin, because you see in the Tarocco is just in the outside portion, and Moro is in the outside but as well along the segments, and in Sanguinello is all over. You see also that Moro has a thick rind without, and Sanguinello also, but Tarocco is thin rind. Around the 50s, there was understand the from the market was important to know which kind of variety they were sent. So they started to have some specialized wrappers, Sang, Tarocco, and this is Sanguinella with a strawberry flavor, or Tarocco, the king, you see, the crown to indicate the king. But what is a really special wrapper is this one, was dedicated to the Moro variety, which was very appreciated in Germany. So they painted this wrapper putting the crown of the Kaiser, but all the faces of the Kaiser in Germany from the beginning to that time. So this is important to understand that the message, the kind of promotion the company were trying to do with the consumers. Sicily, Spain, and Morocco have long been the traditional growing area, and today there are blood oranges everywhere. I didn't put here Argentina, because Argentina has also a small area of blood oranges, because some Italian moved there at that time and so started to cultivate this blood orange. Why? Because consumers started to understand the potential or health benefits of this of the flower. But in Italy, actually, we have 121,000 hectares of citrus, but 72,000 are of orange. And the 62% is grown in Sicily. So it's really a big area, because maybe 80% is blood orange, mostly in Sicily, and some in Calabria and the Puglia also. But what I was really surprised to find out that in China, actually, they grow 10,000 hectares of blood oranges. And after that, I understand that probably our group was one of the promoters of this growing area in China. In this book, they introduce 168 cultivars and strains, and they describe some local variety which very much don't look very pigmented, but they have this caracara. They have introduced it from everywhere, and they introduced it by our own collection, Tarocco, a New Zealand lion on Tarocco, and I will say you that it showed beautiful fruits. In a small area near Sichuan, they have these beautiful fruits with the, because they grow on Poncyrus trefoliata, which induce more deeper color, and there is a cold because they grow in the hill. And what is interesting for the growers, that in Shanghai market they take much more price than in other fruits. Well, there is a, if you look in the website, you will find many different classification of this variety, and I am curious to understand if this is correct to name the variety only on the difference of the color, light, common or deep, because as you understand, as I will show you later, now we talk about the components, if there is a lycopene or if there is an anthocyanin, because the two components have a different effect on the human, on the wellness. So this is important. Probably our growers should try to find something to promote better. Well, the importance of this growing blood orange stimulated a lot of research. Why? Because around the year 1970, Spanish colleagues started to send to Germany and to Northern Europe Navelina. Navelina because it was ripening and harvested 1 month before Moro. So when Moro arrived in the market, was not appreciated as a Navelina, because also Navelina is very sweet, and the Moro at the beginning is not very sweet. So the research started to make selection of different clones of this, and actually at this institute, now research center on citriculture, has a collection of about 90 different clones of blood oranges. But what is interesting is that they have 64 clones of Tarocco, which is the best variety, and is very appreciated. This is a typical fruit. You see the red outside and inside. This is a long list. Some of them are already cultivated, and this allow us to expand the harvesting from the beginning of November to the end of May. So this was a good result of the research, because previously only a short period was covered from December 8th until this March. How they are classified? Usually the consumers like bigger size or deeper pigmentation or late ripening. Until now, research has not been able to join bigger size and deeper pigmentation. About Moro, I have to say that 20 years ago, the cultivation was stopped because of the competition with Navelina, and because this variety makes some off flower in the long distance, in the long storage, or if you harvest late from the plants. So this off flower was not good. But since now they understand that there is a lot more anthocyanin in they are starting again to grow. Just to introduce some of these clones, you see here, this group are the early group. This is the nucellar line. This was the first nucellar line we had in Italy, because we started to be aware about the problem of viruses and so on. This TAPI was a selection in a cold area close to Catania. And this is really as a particular story because TDV means tarocco degenerated vesicles. So from a bad fruit, it was recovered a good variety. So this is a good approach. This variety is called Cicciobello. Cicciobello means a nice Frank, something like this, because it has a good aspect, good color, and is already ripened from December to February. You see here deeper variety, more and more pigments in it. Look at this. This one at this moment is one of the most important, Ippolito, because of this the size of the fruit, the deepener the color. You see the anthocyanin moving along the segments since it is water soluble. Well, looking for blood orange, you cannot say how much blood or how much red you like to have. But if you consider that you need to have more anthocyanin, they started to make some cross. My colleague Reforgiato is one of co-authors, made this kind of hybrid, which showed 3 times anthocyanin content in respect to Moro. So a big increase. The fruit is not very interesting, very nice, not for fresh fruit, but probably it will be interesting for the industry, because if you go to make juice or if you make some medical approach on nutraceutical, maybe to have three more times of this will be interesting. And this is a kind of a comparison in between Navelina, the ancestor probably of this tarocco, and the better dipping tarocco, and Moro, and these are the different cross. So you see this Ota, which is a cross with the tarocco, and there are some other with Moro. Moreover, they started to make some also some cross with the clementine to have some mandarin group red. In a few years ago, it was shown that the blood orange is cold dependent and the anthocyanin is cold dependent. This is the reason why they grow better close to Mount Etna. And there is a relation between the expression of this gene, of this ruby gene, and the amount of anthocyanin. Recently, we started a big project to study genomics just on this blood orange. So we compared 20 different selections of blood orange with different somatic characters, and are going to evaluate the results. At this moment, what is clear is that these neighbor trees, you see, Vanilla sanguigno is not a red in blood, it has not anthocyanin, it's another file. And the Nacaracara and the sanguigno are in the same position. So, I will skip this. Health promoting properties has been for a long time very important, and most of the previous research was done on animals, but now there is a demonstration that also on men, which is a very important, more Jewish health to have a good weight management, which is important for all us, but as well as to reduce sun exposure. Of course, this stimulated the use of juice in different conditions, and I have to say that the product, the citrus industry from blood orange has been slowed down by the fact that the anthocyanin needed a different process from the blonde oranges, and also squeezing the machine automatic. Just to say that since we introduced, unfortunately, Tristeza virus in our area, we had to change from sour orange to another rootstock. So there is a big interest to evaluate which rootstock is better, the best, and at this time, in our conditions, better performance was done by sour orange and citrumelo. Just shortly to show that the amount of the anthocyanin in Moro is very, very high, as well as flavonoids, but also in the orec units is really one of the best. Recently it has been accredited, we've been accredited by the European Union for this protected geographic indication, which help us to keep on this field and to make a new organization, because so we started from the many, many companies showing and exporting to some smaller group. Another important thing for our story is that in 1993, was the abolition of the phytosanitary barriers allowed many fruits coming to Italy. So there was need of a better organization to show the characters, historic, cultural, social, technological, territorial of our fruits. So it was constituted this district, citrus district of Sicily, putting together all the citrus growers and companies in the area. So in order to have a territory and a strategy. Well, conclusion, actually blood orange attracts consumers' interest for the healthy benefit due to the prevention of the different diseases. And so there is an increase of consumption of this juice, and also the new technology of validation are just developing a lot of the interest on this. I think that the future, the omics technology, will help a lot to have a better selection, and I think that it might be that there will be also some grower or some industry cultivating only those varieties which reach better content of good components. And this is last slide, just to show that we have not only oranges, but we have other beautiful sea, and the mountain is beautiful also without love. Thank you.
Then we've got a vacate room for the next.
Yeah. Right. I have one question. Yes. When I ever travel to Europe and on the airplanes, they give orange juice, it's terrible. But when I lived in Pisa, I bought some blood orange juice, and it was excellent. Is it just because, I mean, it was as good as our orange juice in the United States, which is not from concentrate. Is there something special about blood oranges and the processed juice?
Actually, they use some cold technology. They don't use additive and any other. Yeah. So the fruit, the juice is much better.
Okay.